My name is Emma, and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. The date is Wednesday, 5th of August, and the time is 3:14 a.m. Can I just ask your name, your date of birth, and where you've come from?
Yep, I'm Wayne. Date of birth is 28th of January, 1979, and I'm from Bradford.
How do you feel now?
excited more than all, I think. Obviously a little nervous, not too sure what it's going to be like, what to expect kind of up there, so more or less more excited more than up, really.
How did you hear about the project?
I was just going back. I know I'm getting excited because I'm getting all twitchy. I read about it in the Times, there was an interview with Anthony Gormley back in about March or April, and that's when at the bottom of it, he said he was looking for people for his new project, so I wrote that down and sent off to apply for it then, and then I saw it over in the paper, and various other media outlets coming up to it, so I got more of an interest in it, and then finally got the application back and sent off for it then.
What made you want to take part?
It just sounded somewhat fun, really, somewhat a bit different. I thought, I'll give a go at that, because having read his outline of it, I didn't fully understand what it'd be, but I thought, I'll apply for that if it needs volunteers. It could be good fun or something. So, and then obviously when I saw more of the information about it, I thought, oh yeah, that looks really, really good. So, yeah.
And when did you find out you had a place?
About a month ago, they phoned me up. I just finished work in the morning, and then they phoned me up, offered me a place. So,
how did you feel?
Well made up, because I just got the letter for the previous month saying I'd been unsuccessful. I thought, oh well, there's a few more months, there might be more of a chance. And then they phoned up and say, oh, you've got it. I was jumping for joy, really.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Not stuck on a fourth plane for drugs, but no. No, not all like this. Can't think, no, nothing like this. It's somewhat. Well, there's only like 2,400 people that'll get to do it with, so it's something totally new, and it is an interesting talking point in any conversation, I think, from now on, without trying to be showing off. Yeah, I've still done fourth now. Really, what did you do? Kicked a football.
What are you going to do?
That's all I could think of. I was really struggling for ideas, and I'm watching what people have done. There's some people gone up and done stuff for charity or something they're really passionate about. Not that I'm not passionate about charity and stuff, but I couldn't think of anything like that to go up and any real cause to champion or support, so I just thought I'd go up and do something that'd be okay. I don't know about okay, just something that I always do. I always play football, and everyone who knows me knows I'm always kicking a football around, annoying them, however, so I thought we'll just take football up. And
that's something you're passionate about?
Yeah, probably.
Is that a team?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Obviously, with the accent, it will give away that I'm a Liverpool fan. Liverpool. I've always supported Liverpool.
Where does that stem from?
From being little, apparently. I think because Liverpool were the team, and everything that I had to be red, and because Liverpool were all red, I think I got the kit and I just stuck with it. Even when I was little, to buy England kits, it had to be red England kit. I must have been a nightmare as a kid. I don't know where red. Obviously, I'm sat here in red as well now. I came from that. So, yeah, it's hard to try and think of something. I think I wrote down on the website, you probably have your best idea as soon as you come down. But seeing people do stuff, you think, that's a good idea. And you want something that's you'll be able to look back on and think, oh, I'm glad I did that. Or rather than just hang your head in shame and think, why did I dress up like a panda and dance around? No offence if anyone's dressed up like a panda and danced around, but I thought, oh, well, at least I'll go up and kick a football around. I know that's something everyone knows me that I do and annoy him. So, there we are.
So what was it like growing up in Liverpool?
I didn't grow up in Liverpool.
You didn't grow up in Liverpool?
No, I would be sarcastic. I'm from Yorkshire. I did go to Liverpool at university, so that was brilliant. That was the main reason I went to Liverpool University, so I could get there and go watch Liverpool. Which Liverpool were fantastic, say. really good fun there.
What did you study?
I studied art.
What kind of art do you make?
Sculpture.
Sculpture?
Yeah, it's fine art psychology, but I majored in sculpture. And that were mainly because art was something that were, it were easier than studying. It weren't like maths or English or physics where you had to work to do. It seemed to do art, it were quite easy. Cop out, basically.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good fun.
Have you carried it on?
No. It's nothing to do with my job at the moment.
What did you go into when you did leave university?
I became a fireman. Pretty much straight away, which is always what I wanted to do. But as I said, I thought rather than working a job I wasn't interested in for a bit, I might as well go to university and just enjoy myself for a couple of years. I thought it sounded something easier. I applied and they offered me a place. I thought that's better than joining my mates on a production line. So I just went and got a lot of good things at university. So made some good friends, got to go places, see stuff. So I can't knock it all.
Was that quite a different line to take from what your friends were doing?
A few of my friends went anyway, but I think I worked out a nice set of friends to go, but everyone picked like their own choice of career. So, but I've got several of my friends ended up going anyway, ended up going as well. But like I said, it was just rather than get a job, I think it was just delaying getting a job, going into the real world. It was much better. I got to university for 3 years. And
can I ask, where did you come from? What did your parents do?
My dad, both my parents are from Bradford as well. They met there when they were teenagers. Had me when they were both still teenagers. My dad was a glass worker all his life. And my mum's still at school when I was born. So it's hard to say. Now she works as a manager of an old folks home. Well, not an old folks home, a housing association, as they're called. So that's what they did. I don't know what to say. obviously they're going to be the biggest influences on their life. They've always been good. Always encouraged me to do whatever I want to do. Basically, let me get away with whatever I wanted to do. Probably my dad that made me as football nut that I am. So. Got him to thank for that, which drove my mum potty, I'm sure, all my life. She used to complain, just washing all the time. As my dad came home with football kits, and then we just watch football, expecting the food there, really.
And you still play now?
Yeah, still do now, yeah, as much as I can. Yeah, I play for about three teams, about four times a week, which is leaving me feeling old. No, it's not as easy as about 10 years ago. It's just for enjoyment. It's great fun. It's what I always want to do.
Can you tell me a little bit about your home life now?
Yeah.
Parents
wise, at the moment I live on my own. Recently separated. That's it, living on my own. I did meet my wife. We met at university. In this first month, and we were 10 years, married for four, and then we separated last year, which obviously, it's not the best, but things happen, things changed, and we had 10 great years together, so you can't, that was obviously another thing that came out of university, but we're still kind of tour mates now, but don't really see each other. On my own now.
What does the future bring for you? Hopes, aspirations?
I don't know. I always said when I was younger, I want to get my job and then get married, have kids, so probably just settle down, have kids. Really, not much has changed. play football at weekends and settle down, have children. That's about it, really.
Having children is quite important to you.
Yeah, I'd say so. Just from being in family brought up. They were only me and my dad, so we were all real close. People say, oh, you're really close. No, yeah, we have a bit of a weird, but people think we have a bit of a weird relationship. Just because we have a quite a jokey relationship with each other. Me and my dad can say stuff to each other, people think we're a bit off. People think I'm being rude to my mum, but it's just me teasing her. Well, she teases back as well, so it's good fun. Yeah, and it's not I've always saw myself as having children. And my friends always say that as well, so I'm always someone who's the babysitting duty or looking after kids. I always end up with them at parties and stuff. They seem to attract me. I think it's probably because I've been playing around chasing balloons with them as much. running around, so.
Aside from your job and football, do you have any other hobbies or interests?
Gonna be boring and probably say not a lot, no. Yeah, I like going to the cinema, everyone says that. No, I like watching films.
What kind of films?
I don't know, I'd like to specify a genre, but I'm not really. It's probably going to be... Action films you really enjoy most, and obviously comedies, but yeah, I quite like sci-fi. I like watching films, and the worst thing with films is I can't start watching a film and switch off of it. Even if it's a bad film, I've got to watch it, and I like laughing at how bad it is and kicking myself for having wasted 2 hours watching a shocking film. Other interests, I don't know, I still probably say interested in art, but that's no more than going to galleries and visiting. Wherever. Apart from that, most of my time is spent on playing sport, play tennis, started doing a lot more cycling recently, and generally where we always set up challenges, trying to do stuff. Recently, last month we did a pentathlon in Ullswater in the Lake District, which took me about 6.5 hours to do. And that were, I'm trying to work it out now, it was like a mile swim, then a 90 mile cycle, a 12 mile run up the Elbe Line, followed by this 7 mile row, and we got about £2,000 for charity out of that, which were good fun. So
amazing.
And that were better than when we all took us clothes off for a calendar. So
what charity were for?
That were for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance charity, because we've worked with them and seen the good work they do. When they've turned up to car crashes or rescues that we've been at, we needed them there, so they don't have a lot of money, so we did it for them. That were a bit selfish, we needed a charity. One of the lads came up with the idea, so we says, we'll do that, but we need a charity to do it. Although afterwards it was a charity. We went back to the campsite, and a little tent, the world's smallest tent I must have had in, but the airbed had a leak in it, so as I come back, I thought, I'll just jump on that. And it was just straight on the floor. It was horrible. It was a big ow. What? It's got a hole in it.
Do you enjoy your work?
Yeah, very much so. It's fun, really interesting. It's something different every day, that's the best thing. There is days when we just sat there drinking tea, eating toast. But then there's other days when we're running around doing all sorts, and you can't be that kind of rush. You should drive around here and there, or running and stuff. It's very good fun. It is good fun. Yeah. People say that you've got. I like more of being in the team that we've got. There's quite a few of us. There's like between 10 and 15 on duty at a time, so there's always good banter, as we call it, going on, and quite a dark sense of humour we developed over stuff that have happened, so.
Back to the plinth then.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to gain from this experience?
I'm gaining a lot of stick from work already. They were all good, it was the morning, because they were going to come down and possibly throw eggs at me, they said. I'm not too sure. An experience, obviously. But just, yeah, something I look back on and say you've done. Few other people have ever had the chance to do, or say, so it'll just be a bit of fun and something to look back on. To say, I don't know, I don't think it's going to be anything too profound, but it's just going to be a bit of fun and something to say I've done, and obviously a point for people to have a laugh at a bit later on.
You're saying they couldn't come down because of the hour. Do you think any of them would be watching on the internet?
Some of them said they were. I said I was going to phone them anyway, wake a few of them up. So I know I've got other friends and family, they're all getting up to come and watch it on. So, yeah.
You got anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.